Hey everyone, welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're here, you're probably someone who wants more out of life, more freedom, more time, more financial independence. Am I right? You know that feeling when you're hustling but barely getting ahead? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything you want? Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be your reality. Today, we're diving into a game changer, prioritizing your time for maximum productivity. It sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's more powerful than you think. Now, I'm not here to tell you to become some super efficient robot who lives on coffee and spreadsheets. This is about finding that sweet spot where you're working smarter, not harder, so you can have more time for the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. Your time is your most valuable asset. Would you throw money away carelessly? Probably not, so why treat your time any differently? By getting clear on what matters most and prioritizing accordingly, you can unlock a whole new level of productivity and freedom. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First things first, identify your energy peaks. Ever notice that some days you're a total rock star, crushing it while other days feel like you're wading through mud? That's because our energy levels fluctuate throughout the day. Figure out when you're most productive and schedule your toughest tasks for those times. Save less demanding stuff for your lulls. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest during a snowstorm, right? You'd wait for clear skies and stable ground. The same goes for your workday. Next up, learn the art of saying, no. I know, it can feel tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. But seriously, learning to say no to things that don't align with your goals is essential. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Imagine you're invited to 5 different parties in one night. Could you realistically do them all and still feel energized? Probably not, so prioritize the ones that truly excite you and politely decline the rest. Now, let's talk about batching. Ever feel like your brain is bouncing between a million different tasks? It can be exhausting. Instead of jumping from email to reports to social media, try grouping similar tasks together. Dedicate blocks of time for specific activities, like responding to emails or working on a project. This helps you stay focused and avoid mental clutter. Think of it like organizing your kitchen. You wouldn't wash dishes in the middle of cooking dinner, would you? All right, let's talk about planning. I know, some people hate planners. But trust me, even a simple to-do list can be a game changer. At the start of each day or week, jot down your top priorities. This helps you stay organized and focused on what truly matters. And finally, don't forget about breaks. We're human beings, not robots. Regular breaks actually boost productivity and creativity. Step away from your desk every hour or so to stretch, walk around, or just clear your head. Think of it like recharging your phone. You wouldn't expect it to run forever without a power boost, right? Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was feeling overwhelmed by her workload and constantly burnt out. She tried working longer hours, but that just made things worse. She felt like she was drowning in emails and meetings. Then, she started applying these principles, identifying her peak productivity times, saying no to unnecessary commitments, batching similar tasks, planning her day, and taking regular breaks. The results were amazing. She felt less stressed, more focused, and actually got more done. She even had time to pursue her hobbies again. Sarah's story is a reminder that prioritizing your time isn't just about working harder. It's about working smarter and creating space for the things that truly matter. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today and see the difference. Remember, your time is precious. Treat it like the valuable asset it is. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Retire Early Mindset, where we'll be diving into building a strong financial foundation for your early retirement dreams. Until then, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.